The NHL draft begins tonight. The Buffalo Sabres have two picks in the first round, numbers 7 and 31. And joining us for a preview from Vancouver is Sabres reporter Bill Hoppe. Hi, Bill.
Hi, Omar.
Well, Bill, the first round is tonight. Rounds 2 through 7 are tomorrow. Give us some names. Who might the Sabres be looking at with that number 7 pick?
Well, there are a lot of names out there, Omar. And this is, to me, this is a fascinating draft. It's incredibly deep. I mean, we know the first two picks, Jack Hughes, Capocacco, will go 1-2 to the New Jersey Devils and New York Rangers. But after that, I mean, no one really seems to have a handle on what could transpire. And I think there's so much talent these days that a guy labeled by one team as maybe the fourth or fifth best prospect might be labeled as the 11th or 12th by another. So you have all this talent and all these teams valuing this talent differently, and I think it's going to make for really a fascinating draft. And who could the Sabres be interested in? I think they're going to be interested in a forward. And there are really a lot of good ones. There's Cole Caulfield, who had 17 goals with the United States National Development Team. There's Trevor Zegras, who his coach called him the best playmaker in the draft, even better than Jack Hughes, the presumptive number one overall pick. There's Alex Turcotte, another forward with the national team. I don't think he's going to last, but again, if he doesn't go at 3 or 4, would the Sabres want to trade up and move up to, say, 5th or 6th to grab him? There's Kirby Dach. There's Arthur Kelly of 2 forwards in the Canadian Hockey League. There's Matthew Boldy, another forward with the National Development Team. So I think whatever happens, whoever falls to the Sabres, whoever the Sabres get stuck with, so to speak, I think they're going to come away very happy.
Well, the Sabres won the lottery last year and drafted defenseman Rasmus Dahlin with the first overall pick. He stepped in right away, had a terrific rookie season. Whomever they drafted 7, could he make an immediate impact similar to what Dahlin did?
Well, whoever they picked first is certainly going to be close to NHL ready. That said, I don't know if he's going to be able to step in and quite have the impact that Rasmus Dahlin had as a rookie. I mean, Rasmus Dahlin had an immediate impact as an 18-year-old defenseman. He's playing big minutes. I probably had one of the greatest seasons ever by a teenage defenseman. And to expect that from someone 2 years in a row, I just don't think is realistic. That said, maybe one of these forwards could step in and play on the second or third line, have 15 or 20 goals or 40 points. I'm really not sure yet. There definitely will be pressure for whoever the Sabres pick. I think we've seen that these guys are so close to NHL ready. They're so talented that even when maybe they're not quite ready, teams feel like they have to keep them, especially when they have a hole to fill. We saw that last year with Casey Mittelstadt, where he was a terrific prospect, close to NHL ready, but some time in the minors could have done him very well.
And then they pick 31st. That's the selection the Sabres got from the Stanley Cup champion St. Louis Blues in the Ryan O'Reilly trade. Do you think they make that pick based on position or just take the best player available?
Well, I think there's so much talent in the draft that they could maybe do either. I would go at that late in the first round, I would go for the best available player. I think even at 31, they're going to get a prospect so good that it might not be long before he's NHL ready. The draft is that deep.
Well, speaking of trades, they often happen during the draft. There are many rumors surrounding Sabres defenseman Rasmus Ristolainen in particular. What are the chances he gets moved by the end of the weekend?
Well, it certainly could happen. I mean, he's their biggest chip, I believe. I think a lot of teams would covet him. I mean, he has his flaws, certainly, but he does a lot of things well, and he has a very friendly contract. All that said, I don't know if trading him is the right route. I think the Sabres might be a little shy to do it after what happened with Ryan O'Reilly last year. I mean, it's hard to imagine that Ryan O'Reilly trade going poor for the Sabres. I mean, they got basically nothing from the Blues out of that trade last season, and Ryan O'Reilly just won the Stanley Cup and was the playoff MVP. And I think that plays a factor. I think that might convince them that, well, Ristolainen has struggled at times, especially last year, that maybe they need to make things right. And I just did a story on Rasmus Ristolainen and whether or not the Sabres should trade him. I talked to some analysts, and they seem to pin this all on the Sabres, and I don't disagree with them. And they seem to think the Sabres should make this right, that they have a great talent, and they should find the right partner for him, that they haven't done the right things for him over these years, and that's contributed to his struggles. So if I'm the Sabres, you have a defenseman that can play over 20 minutes a night. He's at more than 40 points, four straight seasons. He has a cap-friendly contract. They have a new coach in Ralph Kruger. Why not try to make it work? Find him a partner who will let him focus on defense, a partner that is a defense-first defenseman, and see what you can bring out of Rasmus Ristolainen. He's still young. He's been around forever, it feels like, but he's still young. I still think he has a lot of upside, and I think when you trade a player with Rasmus Ristolainen's talents and you don't have a replacement, what happens? I think you're looking for another Rasmus Ristolainen-type player, and last year the Sabres traded Ryan O'Reilly. They didn't have a replacement for him, and look what happened. I mean, they were one of the worst teams in the league.
The NHL draft begins tonight at 8. You can follow Bill on Twitter at BillHoppyNHL. Read his articles at BuffaloHockeyBeat.com. Thanks, Bill. Have fun. We'll talk again soon.
All right. Thank you, Omar.